This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's the rain from now Tropical Storm Florence, as you know, that is expected to do most of the damage as the storm moves inland and just sits there. You can see the map on pretty much any cable channel, right? Which, and this is where the story takes a turn to the cynical, advertisers know that. Advertisers who really want to get a message out. Advertisers for whom there is time pressure. Advertisers for whom the stakes are high. Say, politicians. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports on the midterm elections and a storm-based media strategy.
Ohio is a long way from the Carolina coast, but the state's candidates for governor might benefit from local interest in the storm.
Mike DeWine is fighting back, locking up drug dealers.
Republican Mike DeWine's campaign is running $10,000 worth of ads on the Weather Channel this week. The campaign says it's just part of a much larger ad buy. Ohio viewers of the Weather Channel will see commercials for his opponent, Democrat Richard Cordray, too. And they're far from the only political advertisers.
We've seen about 59 advertisers last week, and now we have 83, and we have a number of additional advertisers trying to get on the Weather Channel.
That's Tim Kay, head of political strategy for NCC Media, which sells local cable spots to advertisers. He says CNN, Fox News, and MSNBC are getting a boost, too. Vanessa Tay Iosu is a political strategist with Burgess & Burgess in Cleveland. She says on cable, there's always another channel to flip to.
But you're not really going to do that if you're a storm tracker. You're going to stay on that channel, so it's a smart media strategy.
There are risks. David Campanelli is with the ad buying agency Horizon Media. He says in the past week or so, the firm has asked clients if they want to pause their ads on news or the Weather Channel.
There's risk of, obviously, life loss and serious damage, and oftentimes advertisers don't want to be associated with that.
He says so far, all of his clients are staying the course, but that could change as Florence runs its course. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.